بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال: كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أخذ مضجعه من الليل وضع يده تحت خده ثم يقول: اللهم باسمك أموت وأحيا. وإذا استيقظ قال: الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. رواه البخاري. حذيفة رضي الله عنه narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would retire to bed at night, he would place his hand, which hand is not mentioned in this particular narration, but based on other narrations and the fact that in positive things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would prefer using the right side, and he advocated starting anything good with the right side. So wada'a yadahu would refer to the right hand. So Huzaifa radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would retire to bed at night, he would place his hand, in other words, the right hand, tahta khaddihi, underneath his cheek. And based on the previous riwayat, he would face the right hand side. Thumma yaqul, thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read the following dua. In the previous riwayat, one or two other du'as at the time of sleeping are mentioned. Specifically, in the first riwayat, Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk wa wajjahtu wajhi ilayk ila akhir al-hadith, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make these the last words that you say at night. That was the riwayat of Bara bin Azib radiallahu anhu. In this riwayat, Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, very, very famous and very short du'a is taught. So if we are not able to learn the other dua, at least we should start with this dua. Very, very brief and short. Allahumma bi ismika amutu wa ahya. As we mentioned previously, an-nawmu ukhtul maut. Sleep is the sister of death. So as Muslims, we are required to conscientize ourselves of this, remind ourselves. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. It is of the signs of Allah Ta'ala that Allah puts you to sleep. What happens in the sleep? The soul is taken out to some extent in a certain manner from the body. It is returned back into the body of that person for whom this sleep does not constitute death. So by pondering over this, and this concept is reiterated by the dua that we will read. What is the dua? Allahumma, O Allah, bi ismika, with your name or in your name. Amutu, I am dying now. Wa ahya, and in your name, I will come alive again. In other words, Ya Allah, you are in control of everything. You are the one that is going to give me the sleep. You are the one that is going to remove my soul from my body. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah, in relation to this dua, he says, فِيهِ دَلَالَةٌ أَيْ أَنْتَ تُحْيِينِي وَتُمِيتُنِي. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam, in Surah Shura, غالباً, we find these words, Ibrahim alayhi salam says, attributes everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, it is you that gives me life, it is you that gives me death. So in the same way, anta tuhyini, Ya Allah, it is you that is giving me life, watumituni, and it is you on your decision, on your decree only, that my mort and my death will occur. Fa'amutu wa ahya bi qudratik. So Allah, I die and I come alive. I sleep and I wake up. Bi qudratik, by your qudrat and your power. Another explanation or interpretation of this dua, Allahumma bi ismika amutu wa ahya, is also given by Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah, that we find Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belongs the beautiful names. In other words, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى تِسْعَةَ وَتِسْعِينَ أَحْسَى مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ مَنْ حَفِظَهَا. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, it is mentioned that there are 99 beautiful names, Asma'ul Husna, that belong to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So call out to Allah with these names. Quran Allah Ta'ala also says, فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Make the names, in other words, the sifat and attributes of Allah. Each of these names is one attribute of Allah. Allah is a afu, forgiving. Allah is a ra'uf, kind, compassionate. And amongst these names also, we find two names, Muhyi. Allah is the one that gives life. And Mumit, Allah is the one who gives death. So Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah, he mentions it, he says, Bi ismikal muhyi ahya. In other words, these du'as are referencing the names of Allah Ta'ala and thereby the sifat and the attributes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Bi ismikal muhyi, Ya Allah, it is your name that you give life. So based on that, ahya, give me life, or I am waking up on your name. And bi ismikal mumit, Ya Allah, it is your name, your sifat mumit, you are the one that gives death. So amut, I am dying on your name, your qudrat. Why? Because I belong to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In fact, this is actually a reference of that verse in the Quran, Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Some ulama say that this dua is actually an interpretation of that verse. Inna salati, verily my salah, my nusuki, my sacrifices, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati, my living and my dying, lillahi rabbil alameen, is only for Allah. So Allahumma bi ismika amutu wa ahya. O Allah, in your name I am dying, in other words, I'm going to sleep. And in your name, I will wake up. So obviously, after that, when you wake up, the dua is taught in the riwayat, وَإِذَا اسْتَيْقَظَ. And when you wake up, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu that say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, normally we translate it, all praise is due to Allah, but these are what we call kalimat of shukr. This is where we express our gratitude to Allah. So one way you can say it, Alhamdulillah, although literally all praise belongs to Allah, what it actually means, shukr to you, my Mola. I am grateful to you, Ya Allah. I thank you, Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, shukrana, gratitude to Allah. Why? Ahyana, that Allah has given me life again. Allah returned the soul back into my yursilul ukhra ila ajalim musamma. Allah says in the Quran, the one for whom that sleep did not constitute a permanent sleep, the one for whom that sleep did not constitute death, yursilul ukhra, we send the soul back into the body. So alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana, all praise is due to Allah, shukr to you my Allah, my Mawla, ahyana, you gave me life again. You brought me to life. In other words, you woke me up from the sleep. Badama amatana, after you had given me death. You put me to sleep, now you woke me up. Why? It is your decision that my life is supposed to continue. My sojourn in this earth has not come to an end. So ahyana, badama amatana, and beautifully, the sabak and lesson, the jewel of this dua is the last words. Where, as we mentioned, that a Muslim doesn't sleep like an animal sleeps. Not a meaningless sleep. The sabak, the lesson that has to be learned each time you sleep, that ponder over the system of Allah Ta'ala. How is it you continued breathing? How is it the body continued working? How many different ways was Allah not showing you His Qudrat and His power? How many different ways was Allah not blessing you? So, your waking up was an amanat. When you were awake, it was an amanat. In fact, ulama mentioned, they say the actual purpose of life. Why are we in this world? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Allah says, is this a meaningless life? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَوْنَ. You're not going to return back to Allah Ta'ala. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Allah is above all that. There is a purpose, there is an object of this life. Why? What is the object? Endeavor to attain Allah's pleasure and abstain from earning Allah Ta'ala's anger and azab. That is the purpose of this life. The short life Allah gave us, use it to earn your akhirat. Use it to earn your jannat. Please Allah, do good deeds, stay away from sin. So, when you sleep, what happens? This benefit of ibadat, of Allah's worship, of earning your jannat, of striving for akhirat, of staying away from Allah's disobedience, this benefit of this life, of the world, temporarily is removed when you sleep. So you can't make namaz while you're sleeping, you can't make Allah's zikr, etc. whilst you are sleeping. So that benefit is lost, temporarily. So when Allah gives you life, He woke you up again, then you are thanking Allah Ta'ala for removing the impediment of sleep. Once again, Allah has now given you another opportunity to earn your akhirat, to earn your jannat by waking you up. You're going to get up now, read your tahajjud, or make zikr, or read Quran, or go for fajr salah, whatever it may be. So, this is a new extension which Allah has given you. One more chance. This is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us in the latter part of this dua. Wa ilayhin nushur. Ya Allah, you didn't just wake me up for the sake of waking me up. You woke me up because eventually I'm going to return back to you. So now you've given me another chance, another day. Imam Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, mentions that every day when Allah wakes you up, there's one more chance. That sleep that you had could have been the neck, could have been from there to the Qabristan. Or from there, that sleep could have been where now your kafan would be worn. But Allah gave you another chance. So He says, the day calls out to you, Inni khalqun jadeed, wa ana fi ma ta'amal fiya ghadan alayka shaheed, fa'amal fiya mastata'ata min khayr, fa inni in dhahabtu, lan arji ilaykum abada. That, O Ibn Adam, O son of man, I am a new creation of Allah. One more chance Allah gave you. Ahya, Allah woke you up. But don't take me for granted. Why? Because tomorrow, on the day of judgment, I will either be a witness in your favor or a plaintiff against you. In other words, wa ilayhin nushur. You are going back to Allah Ta'ala. So exert yourself. Value this. In fact, this waking up and thanking Allah Ta'ala is an impetus to value and engage in good deeds. Spend today better than you spent yesterday, so far as your akhirat is concerned. Spend today.